Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, G-Snap, gonna give a nigga the word. I hear you on the radio, gonna let it be heard. The one that got it jumping when I'm running through the town. Got my 18 stumping, even bumping underground. I don't even need a CD. Baby, you such a sweetie, but for show, roasted co-host. Young B-Easy on the West Coast, we brag boasts and post-game. G-Snaps put you right on the map if you want fame. It's hard to be an artist in the city of sin, but you can catch a local song every time you roll in. Some people pay just for some play, but they ain't nowhere to win. It's only G-Snaps radio, so better tune in. We want G-Snaps, G-Snaps. We on G Snaps, G Snaps. We want G Snaps, G Snaps. We on G Snaps, G Snaps. We want G Snaps, G Snaps. We on G Snaps, G Snaps. We want G Snaps, G Snaps. We on G Snaps, G Snaps.
You are now on the sound.
And your boy be easy. What that shit do, people?
What happened, y'all? We got a freaking crazy show today. T Danae, okay? Not with an R, but a D, like Renee, but she say Danae. T Danae is going to be on the show live today, guys. I want you guys to give us a call, 914-205-5462. I want my phone lines blowing up for this one right here, because she is a phenomenal woman. When I say a phenomenal woman, phenomenal, okay?
I was checking out her page. She looking real cute over here. I need to go to the A.
Okay. Yes, sir. You need to get to the A. Well, without further ado, we might as well get her. We might as well get her in the studio. Let's get her in the studio and let's see what's happening. T Danae, what's happening?
What's happening? What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing on this Good Friday?
What's up, beautiful?
Hey. We're doing awesome. We in this hot, sunny Las Vegas. It's hot as heck outside. It's heat waves every day. But we living. We having fun. How you doing? How is the AC for you?
Girl, the air is treating me good, but right now we in a tsunami, lady. We got the doggone tropical storm coming through. It's real wet out here. It's real wop, you know, right now. You know, it's just wet.
Oh, wow. They got that red clay is coming up, huh? Oh, man.
You know, it's slippery and slide. You know, we slipping and sliding in the red clay, baby. You should know, G-Snaps. You should know. I wish you had that Las Vegas weather.
You got to be careful out there in that A. Hey, thunderstorms ain't no joke.
No, honey. It sounds like God up there fighting with somebody. We don't know who he's fighting with.
Shit, hopefully he come out on top.
He mad at Trump. But let me tell y'all, G-Snaps knows, okay? I know because my Air Force Ones, I used to try to keep them from being red by the end of the day when it rained outside. So, you definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
You motherfucker, you should have just bought a red pair.
Oh, no, you already know. Cuz, you know I can't walk around with no bloody shoes, okay? I'm not doing it. No. Well, we
don't. Oh, shit. Here we go.
We're not about to start with that. But we got my girl. We want to definitely first tell us a little bit more about who you are and the reason why you really wanted to be, on G-Snaps Radio to get your music out there.
Well, hello, everybody. As they announced earlier, I am T Danae. I am a new independent artist. Finally coming out. It took me a while, but I'm finally coming out. But why do I want to be on G-Snaps Radio? Because you're my girl. Of course, that's why.
That's right.
But I mean, yes, you know, hello. Hello. But no, I really do want the people on the West Coast to, you know, hear my stuff as well. I need everybody to hear it, you know?
Definitely. And I do want to ask you, though, since we are in a different world right now. How mm-hmm. How do you feel now when it comes down to the studio? Because I know that you have a lot of limitations when you come into the studio now. You can't have but two or three people with you. You got to have just your production team. You can't have no motivation in there. Like, does that drag you down, or does that pump you up?
Actually, I'd rather have it that way. I don't need a studio full of people when I do my stuff. Now, if my friends want to come along, you know, then, you know, it does kind of suck. But I've always been one, when I record, it's just me and my production team, and we're just bouncing ideas and we're creating in this energy and in this space. It's never really been, you know, a lot of people in the room. So it's actually, it's still the same.
Awesome. I honestly, I say that because when I'm in the studio with artists and I'm in the studio with people, it's always like a club. I mean, I have never been in a studio where it was like quiet, calm, meditation. I have always been inside where everybody is doing things I don't know if they're allowed to be doing, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in there. And that's how people find
that them. Sounds really fun.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll try that one time. You know, maybe when I'm doing my club joint, maybe I need to have me a little crowd. You know, we might need to break the rules. Maybe Kemp will let me, you know, invite more people in. You know, I can't tell Keisha because, you know, Keisha gone. You know, Keisha, she our mama down here. So, you know, you can't be outside past the street light, all that. You know, if it's in the Atlanta city limits, you know, I'm going to have to call Auntie Keisha and be like, hey, can I invite my people? We practicing social distancing, Auntie, I promise.
So TVNA, let me ask you, besides Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle and all these high power singers you loved growing up, what else motivated you to get into singing?
It's just a great feeling when I do it. It's an awesome feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's really my first baby. Like, I do a lot of things. I have a lot of hats. But to get back to my first love and my first baby, it feels really, really amazing. So, yes, I have really motivating and powerful vocal idols, but me myself, you know, I motivate myself, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And it's time. It's time. I got the time. I got the money. I got the right people. So it's like, let's go. Let's do it.
I feel you. I can dig. You know, when you got the right backing behind you, you know, you can, the sky is the limit.
For sure. Now, how far in your career are you trying to go in this singing career? Are you trying to be, like you said, the next Whitney Houston, the next Mariah Carey, or who are you trying to be?
Now, I love Whitney and I love Mariah. Now, I ain't trying to be the next one. I'm just trying to be TDNA out here. But
oh, yeah.
I do want, you know,
like
I'm
that.
Just saying, baby,
like
you know,
that.
Them shoes are really, really big. So I want my own really, really big shoe that has, you know, TDNA on it. I want it sparkly and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I need it to be a very, very high stiletto. And yeah, like you need to be working to get into these shoes. But I really do. I would love to be, you know, a mainstream artist. I would love to get my Grammy. You know, even if I just get one before I see the good Lord, I just want my Grammy.
Well, you keep putting that work in. It sounds like you gonna get there, baby.
Yeah, I'm blown away by it.
Are you?
Man, I'm blown away.
And oh,
I actually go talk to my boy out there in Patchwork Studios because he is a known producer, Glenn, and when I tell you that Glenn has did Fetty Wap's whole album, he has helped DJ Holiday, he has helped, you know, 2 Chainz. I mean, it's crazy. But we worked with each other in his business, Straight Lace TV. So he's always looking for artists, always wants somebody to be on his platform, and he actually lives and works in Patchwork Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. So, you know, and I think that people like you need to be able to go in there and actually see the professionalism that they, since they had a background, they had somebody, you know, Fetty Wap and all these name artists that you want to be, is a name artist. He, Danette, you want your name to be out there. But this guy, I feel like he has ramped a lot of these rappers and R&B singers up, and I think that you guys should definitely collab. So I'm going to give him your information. Now, with people that I can't get in touch with right now, can you tell them how they can reach you, where to find you, how to connect with you, how to book a show? Can you let them know?
Sure, sure, most definitely. Girl, yes, please plug me in. I will be forever grateful, you know. I have my website that's up. I know, girl. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. I promise you I do. But my website is www.tdenay.com. That is T-D-E-N-A-Y. You can also follow me on Instagram at Official TDenay Music. You can also find me on Facebook at Official T Denay Music, or either just typing in T Denay. It's going to come up. The hashtag is out there. Trust me, I've been hashtagging it to death. So you can definitely find me on there. And my music is on all platforms, any type of streaming platform. It's on there. Just type in T Denay. That is T D E N A Y. It's me.
Y'all heard it. Let's do this. And we got callers on the line. Let me get to my callers. We also want to let everybody know we're giving a giveaway. We got from last week, we had Joe from Electric Negro, the new comic series that's coming out, and it's supposed to be hitting the platforms on Netflix. And me and B-Eazy, we're supposed to have a part in it, okay? We about to be on, okay? But
I'm ready for my part. I don't know who I'm going to be or what kind of power I'm going to have, but I'm ready.
I told y'all. I'm
I know that's right. You better be ready.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I stay there, so I ain't got to get ready. Hey, I'll be down there in Atlanta in a couple of weeks. Hopefully, we can get together.
Let me know when you get down here. Maybe we can go grab lunch and run around the city a little bit. Just let me know.
I'm with all that, baby. I need a good, fine tour guide such as yourself.
This is what I told you in the email. My co-host is wild. I love him. That's what I'm talking about. G-Stats Radio. G-Stats Radio. You're live on G-Stats Radio. Who is this? Sir, 1300, the last 40 phone number. Who is this? You're live on G-Stats Radio. Hello, can you hear us?
Come on, caller. Talk to us. Don't be scared.
Well, we're going to put you on hold until you feel like talking. I don't want to hang up on you because you sound like you're listening
G-Snaps, you be intimidating people, G-Snap.
I don't be trying to intimidate them. What's happening? Tell me what's going on. Answer the phone. Say hello or something. But no, we're in here.
Talk
with
to us. We'll talk back.
We talk back. We in here with TDenay, and seriously, I want everybody to know, like, she her creativity and what she has done. Not only has she, you know, sung in the church, you know, in the community events, she also went to MLK Junior High School in Georgia. And I went to school with her, but when I say this girl is talented, she was one of the popular girls. I'm gonna say that I feel that she was. One of the popular girls, and she like, for sure, you were a cheerleader, you're a dancer. I swear you had to go change in between, you know, the games just to go do the other stuff. I'm like, how is this girl juggling all this shit? But I honestly think that with your talent, you are going to go far. I feel like you're going to make a name for yourself, which you already did. Now, tell everybody about your song, Missing You. Give us a little bit more insight on that song.
Okay, so my single that's out now on all platforms once again, it's called I Am Why, and that's, of course, the acronym for I Miss You. And basically the song is just about, you know, you either being in an entanglement, a situationship, or just somebody that you just really haven't, you know, solidified a maybe a full relationship, or either it's a relationship that has ended, but y'all are still somewhat messing around every now and then. You know what I'm saying? So the lyrics resonate to you coming back to somebody who you've already had, because that person has their comeback.
So is this about one of your relationships previously, or just in general?
It's really a just in general song, but the pieces that I took to complete the whole song came from bits and pieces of my life. So, yes, it is kind of personal, but it didn't come from just one relationship or one situation or one entanglement. You know what I'm saying? I took bits and pieces of just things from my past, like, okay, well, let me put that in there. Oh, yeah, he did do that. Let me put this in there. Or, oh, yeah, I did do that. Or, you know, that might be a characteristic of mine. And I put it in the song. And it's resonating with everybody. That's what's crazy about it. I've gotten calls, text messages, like Facebook messages. It's crazy how people are really resonating with this song, and I am just forever grateful. It's awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, Be Easy, you know this is our show, so we can do whatever we want on this show. So what we're going to do is, her, like she said, the song I'm mentioning is all over the platform, all over. So everybody can hear it. She's having a listen party tomorrow. I'm going to have her talk about it. But this is what we're going to do. We have 42 minutes left. So I can play this song 15 times as often as I want to. But I'm going
to
play this song.
I'm ready to get to it. I want to hear this shit, because I need to know a little bit more about you tonight.
Hey, when you hear this, you're going to have a lot more to talk about. But I'm going to have a lot more questions once we hear the song. Because I do know, I don't want to get too personal, but I do know there are some losses that she had, that Tina Mae has lost and took, you know. So trying to figure out how she can stay strong and continue her life as she does with some of the losses that she took. But we got to ask her about that once we get back from her song and her debut. But again, we're going to run it back a couple times. So whoever's not on the call or whoever's not listening right now, trust me, you're not going to miss this song. 914-205-5462. That's the number to call. Give us a call and talk to Tina Mae right here on GSAS Radio. Be Easy. What we going to do? Let's play this song, man.
Let's get to it. I'm ready. I told you I've been waiting on this motherfucker.
Hey, I'm finna drop it, and when I drop it, y'all mouth is about to drop because she's not playing with y'all, okay? And your ass gonna buy her a plane at the end of this song. I guarantee that.
G-Snap. Yeah. I'm tired of the foreplay. Let's get to it.
Let's go.
Faithful, but found out you're messing around. But I'm right back. What the fuck's up with that? Boy, you got that comeback. Sheesh. I've been riding around your city, going crazy over you. Reminiscing.
But it was a sign. Me, what you just heard?
I'm too north. I get the. What that shit?
I'm about to run this back. What do you?
I mean, you know, I almost started touching on myself. Had me thinking about people I miss around this motherfucker.
Faithful, but found out you're messing around. But I'm right back. What the fuck's up with that? Boy, you got that comeback. Sheesh. I've been riding around your city, going crazy over you. Reminiscing on all of the shit you put me through. But I miss you, babe. I miss you. I've been riding around your city, going crazy over you. Reminiscing on all of the shit you put me through. But I miss you, babe. I miss you. Round two, I'm all on you. Telling you it's the last time, but it ain't true. This hold on me, I can't shake it. That's why I'm all up in your bed right now, naked. Crazy how things are starting to work out. My friends keep telling me that they have their doubts. But I'm right back. What the fuck's up with that? Boy, you got that comeback. Sheesh. I've been riding around your city, going crazy over you. Reminiscing on all of the shit you put me through. But I miss you, babe. City going crazy over you. Reminiscing on all of the shit you put me through. But I miss you, babe.
We doing it right there too today. Y'all tell me, man, I'm going to sit back. Because that song right there, she's going to make me. Can I be your manager? That's all I'm saying.
On the computer.
I mean, I am looking to hire one now. I'm just saying.
I'm finding any reason to get back to Atlanta as much as possible all the time. You feel me? We trying to get in here, baby. That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, anybody that didn't hear it, Y'all, by the time she get done with y'all going to be buying plane tickets, okay? I hope y'all know that. So be easy, you trying to go down there and run around the city. Just know you're going to be buying a motherfucking plane ticket back to Vegas because you're going to want that again, okay? Don't play with her. She's not to be played with, be easy. Not to be played with. Hey,
I'm feeling it.
We got live callers on the line. I'm going to say, be easy. You better be careful. Because I'm telling you, he don't play. You're alive.
I'm ready.
Who is this? You scared to talk?
Hello. Hey, what's happening then?
What's happening then? Who is this?
This Killer.
Killer, what's happening? You call it G-Snap.
What's up,
G-Snap? Where you calling from, Killer?
I'm still in Vegas.
Oh, You was in Vegas. That's what I'm talking about. Vegas is listening to me. What you got to say? How do you like that?
You do what it do.
Oh, what's up, Sleepy V? Easy B?
What's up, A?
I see this artist y'all got on. She looks nice, huh? She sing nice, too.
Why, thank you. Why, thank you.
Yeah. But, G-Snaps, I'm using your shit for promotional use. I'm having a pool party tomorrow, 2:15 in Eastern. Call me. Bring me some Quitas. Yeah. Hey, and y'all be safe out there, man. There's a lot of coronavirus shit going on and violence and stuff like that. Y'all
That's
be careful. I love y'all.
Hey, before you go, let me ask you this. Did you like the song I Miss You? Did you like that song? His phone. I don't know what happened. His phone hung up. I don't know what happened. But that's all right. We got callers from Las Vegas calling in, man. This is crazy. They're loving your song and they loving your pictures. So that's another thing. Do you feel as a female singer that you have more advantage than a male singer because of your physical appearance? People are drawn to you just by your picture, and they want to hear what you got to say.
You know what? I never thought about that. That's actually a good question, but maybe a slight advantage, because when they think of singers, they really don't think of male singers. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays,
right.
if you're an artist and you're a male and you're in the picture, they're going to ask you, well, what, you rap? Instead of saying, well, what do you sing? You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of the singers nowadays who are coming out are basically borderline rappers, because they're not really, it's like a talk thing that's going on right now. Nobody's
right.
really just singing anymore. So, yeah, I might have a slight advantage, you know. Gotta be cute.
you gotta be cute.
Hey, fuck all that skinny motherfucker shit. I like me a full-figure one. Stallion around this motherfucker. Wrestle me, baby. Pin me down.
Oh, my.
Be easy. What are we going to do with my co-host, y'all? We got callers on the line. Callers.
You just got to love them, honey. You got to love them and keep them on.
That's what I got to keep him on. He going to make us some money. Calling you live on G-Stats Radio. Who is this?
This is Kels.
Kels, what's happening?
Oh, nothing.
Kels, what
it
do?
Hey, B.
Did you hear the song?
I did hear the song. Oh, my God. I loved it. I fell in love with it now. So now I got to go following at her, because now I got me a new favorite female artist.
Hey.
Oh, thank you, my love.
See what type of love you get at G-Snaps Radio? Shout out to all the callers calling in, giving us some love, man.
Ready to come to a show in Vegas, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're definitely going to have to set that up.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely set that up. We do events all the time. We do all that all the time. We'll definitely set that up. We can get, you know, you send us your rider, you tell us what you want, and we're going to make sure you're taken care of. So we're going to set that up. After this, we will talk about that for sure. When this world opens back up, you're going to be one of the first ones on my stage. I promise you.
That's awesome, most definitely. And I'm damn sure going to come through, honey. I'm going to be on the first thing smoking.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Tell, now the caller is still on the line right now. Tell her again where she can go to find you, follow you, listen to your song repeatedly, blast it. What does she need to do?
My love, if you listen to Tidal, if you like Apple Music, Google Play, any of those, I'm all on there. You can just type in T-Denay, that is T-D-E-N-A-Y. And if you're trying to find me on social media, if you go on Facebook, you can do official T-Denay Music, or you can just type in T-Denay and it should come up. Or you can get on Instagram and you can put in the hashtag T-Denay, it will come up.
or you can do official T Danae Music. All of my handles are the same. You can even go on my website, which is www.tdanae.com, and the icons are at the bottom of the website. You can click on those, and it'll go straight to all of my handles. And that's probably the easiest way right there.
Perfect. So I just went ahead and added you on Snap. So.
Awesome. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Nice talking to y'all.
Oh, thanks, yeah, nice to call. Thank you for calling in, caller.
Tell them where they heard that song first. Where you heard it from? What is this? G-Snap?
G-Snap Radio.
Radio.
Yes, sir. Y'all heard it first, man. Y'all heard it. And I appreciate the call and the love that's coming in. 914-205-5462. And caller, next time we're going to let people know, we're giving away a giveaway. This week, I have been so busy with this whole virtual school stuff and a whole bunch of other stuff. My real estate, it's been crazy. But we have to talk about multiple.
Nigga, stop worrying. You was drunk.
Yeah.
Too much partying.
That too. I was drunk.
You know what? You should just be ashamed of yourself.
Don't listen to me.
You know, shit happens. That's how we go a little overboard when we party.
See, Be Easy. But see, one thing about Be Easy is Be Easy make me believe that I was doing something that I really wasn't doing. You guys don't listen to Be Easy, okay? I don't know what he's talking about. I plead the fifth.
He does sound very convincing. He sounds very convincing. But I know the truth, G-Snaps. You ain't got to worry about it. I know the truth. But he does sound convincing.
Okay, it was a little bit of both.
Okay. There you go. All right, we're going to keep it with that one.
Sometimes you got to mix business with pleasure.
Have a healthy balance. You got to have a healthy balance.
Oh, Lord. I don't know, Be Easy. Leave T alone. She's trying to focus now. She's trying to get her career off the ground. She don't know what she's doing with Be Easy. I'm telling you now. No. This is what I'm talking about. We love it. Now, T, you got to tell us as well, too, far as radio is concerned. Do you feel like you're going to have a one-hit wonder, or do you feel like you're going to come with hit after hit after hit, like, and make sure that you are playing songs every other week till you get on that Billboard chart?
Well, I don't think anybody enters the game thinking that they'll have a one-hit wonder. So I'm definitely not going to speak that into existence. So
right.
We're going to say, yeah, I think my music going to come out here, and I'm going to have my fan base, and we're going to make this thing work.
Yes, sir.
It's just that simple. I got to put in the work, you know, so I can sit at the table and eat with the big dogs. You know what I'm saying?
If you believe, you can achieve.
You better know it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, you guys. I want you guys to know that when I sat down and started working on her show, I started to find out a lot more about her than I even knew in school. But one thing I did know that I don't want to, you know, talk about it much, but I you know, with G-Snaps Radio, you never know. But I do know that you went through a hard loss with you and your sons and with your child's father. How did that motivate you to keep going? Because I don't know how I would react to that, but it seems like you were very, very strong. And how did you keep that strength while trying to, you know, be the protector for your son?
Ooh, honey, you probably have to ask God that, because sometimes I look at myself and ask the same question, how? But at the end of the day, I had to sit back and I had to look at myself, because they're looking at me, and all they have right now is me, you know, of course, besides, you know, grandmama and everybody
right.
else. But as far as, you know, Pops is gone, you know, he's in heaven now, so it's like, You got to get it out in the mud. You know what I'm saying? I got to be two people at once right now, and I got to make it happen for them by any means necessary. And I want them to also look at me, you know, not as that's my mommy and she's a woman. I need them to be motivated that, hey, you know, I can do anything that I put my mind to, anything that I want to do. It's up to me. I got to be out here. I got to be motivated. I got to do what I have to do, just like how my mom is doing. So I'm just trying to set that example that, I mean, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Get out here. Let's get it.
That's what I'm talking
right.
about.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's crazy. That shit's
sexy as a motherfucker right there.
See, this, but this is what I'm saying right here. I love it. See, you talk about something like that and it sounds sexy. This is what I'm talking about. This
right.
I mean, I mean, but real shit, Lo, you know, handle their business, take care of her and hers, you know?
Right. Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the downfall,
regardless
of the anything,
situation.
Yeah, she's ready to do it. So that's why I
yeah.
say, you know what? That's why I say, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to give you some playtime. And like I say, the more songs you bring, the more songs I'm going to play. But I don't care. I'm going to tell you guys now, we're running it back, and we're going to run it back again. Let's keep running it because I'm missing you. Let's do this. Let's give her some airplay, some promotion time. I want everybody to give me a call, 914-205-5462. I want y'all to talk to T. Today,
yeah.
We got my boy Be Easy in the building with me. We finna get ready, but we gonna turn this song back up. Let's turn up.
Faithful, but found out you're messing around. But I'm right back. What the fuck's up with that? Boy, you got that comeback. Sheesh. I've been riding around your city, going crazy over you. Reminiscing on all of the shit you put me through. But I miss you, babe. I miss you. I've been riding around your city, going crazy over you. Reminiscing on all of the shit you put me through. But I miss you, babe. I miss you. Round two, I'm all on you. Telling you it's the last time, but it ain't true. This hold on me, I can't shake it. That's why I'm all up in your bed right now, naked. Crazy how things are starting to work out. My friends keep telling me that they have their doubts. But I'm right back. What the fuck's up with that? Boy, you got that comeback. Sheesh. I've been riding around your city, going crazy over you. Reminiscing on all of the shit you put me through. But I miss you, babe. City going crazy over you. Reminiscing on all of the shit you put me through. But I miss you, babe.
When I'm singing this song, I miss you, babe. Hey, hey. Where I'm in here, I'm singing.
Yeah.
That's gonna be another.
I'm waiting on somebody to be laid up in my bed, naked, talking about they miss
okay.
me.
Yeah.
You know
gotta
what?
Take this motherfucker. What you mean I know what? You wrote it.
You're right.
What you want me to do?
You're right.
I'm just being honest.
I'm sorry. I love it. Oh, man,
hey, so
that's awesome.
Let me ask you a question.
What's going on?
Was to get on a song with somebody or have somebody on one of your songs, who you think it would be? Why? Like, what's your inspiration?
Ooh. Inspiration. It would probably depend on the day because I'm very eclectic. So it could be any damn body. You know what I'm saying? It could be absolutely anybody. Let's see. If Andre 3000 would bring his behind back on outside, I'd get on the song with him.
Oh, I could dig that. That's a good one right there.
Yeah, it'll probably be something crazy, too. Something off the wall.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, tell us
a little bit more about the Herald Group. Like, who are you involved with the Herald Group?
So Herald Music Group is just me. It's me. Oh, that's it.
Since I'm
paying for everything, I might as well. I mean, it's mine. So. You might as well. I'm just saying, you might as well turn it into a business. So if I got to be the manager, the promoter, the everybody in order to get my career off, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I just bottled it up and put it into a business. So, you know, now when I actually do get to a point where I'm able to, you know, hire or get into contracts with other folks, then, you know, then of course it will expand. But right now it's just me. Around
that's
music
what,
group. We out here.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't have to talk for real though, off air, because I do have a lot of connections, and I think that with your independency that you have, you could be another Nipsey as far as making music without being actually signed and making money without being signed to a group that is going to, you know, potentially, you know, hell, sell your soul, you know, because that's what's happening with a lot of these people that are signed up with record labels. They're selling their souls for cheap, for real cheap,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing
mm-hmm.
things they would never do. So I think what you're doing
right now
as an independent artist, I think that you're doing great. So we're going to talk about, we're going to definitely talk. Man, I want to give away a shirt or a mask or both. The next person that calls in, 914-205-5462, and can tell me T. Danae's song. What is the name of T. Danae's song that I've just been playing? I'm going to play it again.
If I call in on three-way and disguise my voice.
You know what?
No. No.
Mm-mm. We're not doing that today. Not on this Good Friday. Nope. Mm-mm. Not today.
Damn, today's Friday?
It is.
Shit. I thought it was Thursday.
No.
That's how you know that G-Snaps wasn't with you when you was doing all that foolery that you said that you was doing. That's how you know.
That's how you know. Hey, do you hear her? That's what a friend is for right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Nah, we just lost track of the days. I forgot. It's okay.
Okay.
Listen, I want to wait for some of these calls to call in. 914-205-5462. I told my boy Lil Baby I'm going to support this song right here because I think that he's talking real. I'm going to play this song and we're going to come right back. Because, hey, whoever knows the name of T. Danae's song will get a mask, a T-shirt, whatever your pick is. Do not hesitate to call us right now. 914-205-5462. We're gonna get ready.
Y'all better call in.
We're out here making music. Let's go.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and Robert Bullock.
The main message here.
The main message
here. The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3. Ain't no more feeler speed. I gave him chance and chance and chance again. I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead, but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving. They killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick. When I heard all that time that they gave us, I leave. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fucked up the way that we living is not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign, seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on, I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call them now, he'll pick up the phone, and it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell them wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they post to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line, he gon' bust your ass. If you come past that gun line, you know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. You gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem.
So callers, call in.
I'm gonna have to hang up on you. Call
I guess
right, caller.
Hello. Uh oh. Did I just? Who is this? Let's see. Radio, who is this,
this is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. Happy
What's
Friday.
What's going on? Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy fucking Friday.
Hey, you called in and we have a question. Do you know the song that was played by me right now from T the Day? What is the name of the song?
Of course I know. I Miss You.
Oh shit.
Yes.
All right, callers, y'all better start talking. I'm telling y'all, because people are taking y'all shot. You know, they're taking your stuff. So, what would you like, a shirt or a mask?
I think I'll do a mask.
All right, tell everybody
okay.
You heard the song first.
We got the Electro Negro mask.
All right, G-Snaps Radio. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me get to these callers right quick before we play her song one more time. Y'all can stand the line and listen. I got to get to these callers before the show is over. Caller, you're live on G-Snaps Radio. Who is this?
This is Evan. How you doing?
Evan!
Hey, Evan.
What's up, Evan?
What's good? What's good?
Man, what's happening? Tell us. You guys are calling in to win mask or T-shirt. Tell us what T-Janae's song that I just played. What is the name of the song?
I Miss You.
There you go. That's what I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh,
yes.
Sign up.
Everybody's talking about it. Evan, you have just won. What would you like to win? Would you like a T-shirt or would you like an electric Negro mask?
I'll take an electric Negro mask for $1.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that
the
answer.
Price is right.
Mask. Hey, and y'all go check out Electro Negro Cartoon, man. You got some cool shit.
Yeah, we gonna be up. We're about to be up for show. Hey, Evan, tell everybody what radio show you heard it first at. You still there? I don't know what happened to him. He hung up. But it's okay, guys. So I will get your shirts, your masks to you guys. I think both of them wanted masks, so we'll get them masks. Brandon, make sure we write down we need two masks to get to Jasmine and Evan. They are the winners. Now, before you guys go,
Pick that shit up because FedEx and all that shit costs. It's coronavirus. Listen, we on a budget.
Listen, we got to listen. You know what? We got to go into the postal mail, and we'll see Jasmine soon. But Evan will probably have to mail. He is out to him. He will have to just give me. I see his email, so we will send him an email about this. Before we wrap this show up, Tina Nate, first of all, I just want to say you are amazing. But what I want to do one more time is at least three times is a charm. I want to blast this music one more time before we get off this show. And this hour has been not more than amazing, but everybody who has called in to support and remembering the song, I love you guys. I appreciate you
thank
guys.
Thank y'all, man. I had a blast today. I want to thank all the callers for calling in. I want to thank TJ Nate for coming on the show. Thanks for blessing us with your talents and all that, baby.
Yes, thank you guys. Thank you guys for inviting me out, man. This is such a blessing, and I appreciate it.
Next time you got your new shit, make sure you come holler at us, man. Let us drop that shit.
I definitely will.
We're going to drop this one more time before you go, because you know you my girl, so let's play it. Let's go. Amazing today. I want everybody to follow you.
Thank
and again
you.
I want to shout out tell them again how they can reach you. And before you say that, I just want to say shout out to my West Coast people. Las Vegas 40 phone lines up today. I appreciate y'all showing my ATL how we get down in Vegas. But you tell them right now how
yes.
you tell them.
Shout out to the ATL, baby.
Yo, thank you, Vegas. Thank you so much. Thank you, West Coast. Thanks, everybody that called in today. I'm just, like, overwhelmed. Do you know what I'm saying? It's so
yeah.
exciting. But you guys
awesome.
Can catch me on Facebook and Instagram at Official T. Denae Music. Official T. Denae Music. That is T-D-E-N-A. T. Denae. T-D-E-N-A. You can also check out my website at www.tdenae.com. And it also has, click on the icons, baby. It'll go straight to where you need to go. Simple
awesome.
And easy.
Simple and easy. Just like that. Man, it has been nothing more, like I say, than a pleasure. Be easy. I know you want to say your last words to her, say goodbye to the woman, because you know you claimed her. I'm going to let you know you're in a relationship with Be Easy now, because you gave me the right.
Oh, Lord.
So now,
no, Be Easy don't do relationships. Yeah.
Lord.
Hey, once again, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. Hey, we enjoyed your company, your time. Like I said, next time you got a banger, make sure you come holler at us so we can drop that shit first.
I sure will. Thank you guys for having me.
You're so welcome. We'll
thank
send you a copy of this show.
Thank you all the callers
as well.
Calling in. Hey, we appreciate y'all.
Please do.
Yeah, man. Y'all already know, man. Y'all heard it right here every Friday and Saturday. G-Snaps and your boy Be Easy. You understand? Y'all know how we do it out here in the LV. We go straight turn up. Shout out to my best friend, Charity. She just turned 36.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Charity.
Happy birthday, Charity.
Yes.
Happy motherfucking birthday.
And we going over there to act ignorant now. I mean, we got 90 seconds
oh,
left.
Oh, yeah. We definitely getting out because I got some folks from Alabama in town. We got some cousins out here, man. You got to come meet your family from the other side of the fucking earth.
Oh, yeah. I'm stepping out tonight to the homie house, to the pool party. Y'all know where I'm going to be. G-Snap, Be Easy. We finna do it. My girl, T. Denae, was just on the show. She tore it up. When I tell you she tore it up, all the callers was like, yo, people was hitting me up in my chat like, hey, where do I go get the song? Where do I go? I had to make the girl tell them 55. Okay? We got 60 seconds left, guys. But what I'm telling you guys, every Friday and Saturday, G-Snaps and Be Easy on the G-Snaps Radio Show, we will not miss a beat.
Yeah, boy.
You understand that? We have all that you need. Any underground artist, anybody, send your artist your bio, your MP3 file, any of that, all that to G-Snaps Radio, I'm sorry, the LYT game at gmail.com, the LYT game at gmail.com. Make sure y'all send it over so you can be the next future on G-Snaps Radio. Until then, and the day after that, we want to tell y'all we out. Be Easy, let them know we out. Let's go. G-Snaps. All right, guys, we got 10 seconds. I want to say we out. I appreciate everybody. I'm not sure what happened to Be Easy, his phone. He need to get a new one. I got to pay for him. I got to give him a paycheck. I love y'all. Let's go. G-Snaps Radio.